Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Younger Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We were discussing last time the basic requirements of schach. One of the things we mentioned is the schach may no longer be connected or attached to the ground. Probably the most complicated aspect in practical sukkahs today, in that regard, is trees. So it's a whole discussion in halacha among the Rishonim. If I have a sukkah, and I have ample schach to cover my sukkah, and then above my kosher schach is a tree, what's the story? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? So the bottom line is, practically in halacha, we hold that it is a problem. That no matter how high the tree is, if it's over my sukkah, the way we view it is it's not the schach in the area which the tree is covering. It's not my schach that's providing that shade. It's the tree that's providing that shade. And the tree is puzzled to be used for schach because it's still attached to the ground. So you have a major problem. Again, every area is different. It happens to be in our neighborhood in the Kemp Mill area of Silver Spring. Many wonderful sukkah sites are problematic because of overhanging trees. We'll talk a little bit later in the series. There could be many circumstances where part of a sukkah is underneath a tree and the sukkah is still kosher. We'll get into that a little bit later in the series, but I just wanted to mention the point that the practical halacha is that even if the tree is very high, whatever area of the sukkah is covered by that tree, it has a status of schach pasul. Okay. Another issue that comes up in the context of the arranging of the schach is what's called davar hamamid. There was a rabbinic preference that the rabbis were concerned that if you used something to hold up the schach, that it itself was invalid to be used for schach. So I have kosher schach being held up by something that would be invalid to be used for schach. The rabbis were very concerned that the time would come where people would think that the thing holding it up was valid to be used for schach. So therefore, there's a general rule that whatever's holding up my schach should itself be something kosher to be used as schach. Now, that's called a davar hamamid. Now, I want to be very clear. The halacha is that a davar hamamid does not render a sukkah invalid. It's just preferable to not have the sukkah that way. So let me just give a practical example. We'll go back to bamboo. A person is using bamboo poles for schach. So fine. So they spread their bamboo across the sukkah. What's the big deal? Well, if the frame of the sukkah is metal poles, so metal can't be used for schach. So if the bamboo is resting on the metal poles, that would be a classic example of what we call davar hamamid. And ideally, one would not build the sukkah in that manner. I reiterate, though, if you're sitting in someone else's sukkah and you look up and you say, oh my gosh, the bamboo poles are resting directly on the metal, the bamboo is resting directly on the metal, it would not render the sukkah invalid. It's not pusul, but it's certainly not preferable. What would be the solution? So two possibilities. One possibility is we generally say a davar hamamid is pusul. An item invalid for schach, holding up the schach is problematic. But a ma'amid, the ma'amid, is not a problem. If the thing holding up the schach is kosher for schach, and the holder up of the schach is being held up by something that's possible for schach, that's not a problem. So, for example, if a person had metal poles as the frame of their sukkah, and they put wood slats, wood would be kosher for schach. They put wood slats across the metal poles, but they're not really using the wood slats as their schach. Resting on the wood slats are their bamboo. So the schach is resting on the wood, which is kosher for schach. But the only thing is, the wood is resting on something invalid for schach. That's what we call a mamid de mamid, and that would not be a problem. We'll discuss tomorrow one more option. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.